Thank you for listening to Alt Latino. StoryCorps travels the country collecting the wit, wisdom, and poetry in stories of everyday people. The StoryCorps podcast showcases these unscripted stories about real life. Listen in and discover meaning in the words of someone you might not notice walking down the street. Find the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. This is our third annual Sonic Altar, a musical celebration of Día de los Muertos. The concept for this special show is really simple. Instead of setting up an elaborate visual altar for Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, which is what most people do, we play musical dedications for those who have passed since last November 2nd, which is the official day of Día de los Muertos. Family, the famous, and our closest friends, they all get honored this week. And we have a handful of dedications from listeners that we will share. And we have a couple of our own that we also want to pass on.
And we're getting started by noting the passing of Roberto Gomez Bolano. He was a Mexican comedian, screenwriter, actor, film director, songwriter, author, but most popularly known as the characters Chespirito y El Chavo del Ocho. And we're going to pay tribute with a song called Smile, which was written by another great comedian, Charlie Chaplin. It's from the film Modern Times. This year, we also lost a prolific writer, Eduardo Galeano. Now, he was from Uruguay, but he was claimed by many across Latin America.
You know, and in their last album, Multiviral, Calle 13 had the album opening with Eduardo Galeano reading. So why don't we listen to a little bit of that intro?
Oriol Val, que se ocupa de los recién nacidos en un hospital de Barcelona, dice que el primer gesto humano es el abrazo. Después de salir al mundo, al principio de sus días, los bebés manotean como buscando a alguien. Otros médicos que se ocupan de los ya vividos dicen que los viejos al fin de sus días mueren queriendo alzar los brazos. Y así es la cosa. Por muchas vueltas que le demos al asunto y por muchas palabras que le pongamos, así es la cosa. A eso, así de simple, se reduce todo. Entre dos aleteos, sin más explicación, transcurre el viaje. Y ahora los invito a caminar por la calle 13. Les aseguro que lo van a pasar muy bien. Muy bien porque estarán muy bien acompañados.
Next up, we have our first listener contribution. This is from Gaby Diaz Hernandez, who lost her grandpa, Rudolfo, in December. First, he suffered a stroke, which prevented him from doing two things he loved, which was telling stories and singing, and she requested the old folk song, Las Golondrinas Yucatecas, The Swallows from Yucatan. It was one of his favorites. And here's what she wrote, Felix. Las Golondrinas Yucatecas is a song he loved and that often made him tear up. Mi tía and abuelita told the family that my abuelito Rudolfo spent the whole weekend before his death humming this song. It was as if he knew of his impending flight, like Las Golondrinas, or the swallows. And it was his way of saying goodbye in the best way he could, because he knew we would all understand. Se me enchina la piel. Let's listen to Las Golondrinas.
Como alegraban las tardes aquellas. Vinieron en tardes serenas de estío, cruzando los aires con vuelo veloz, y en tibios aleros formaron sus nidos. Sus nidos formaron piando de amor. Qué blancos sus pechos, sus alas qué inquietas y leves, abriéronse en cruz. Y cómo alegraban las tardes aquellas, las tardes aquellas bañadas de luz. Así en la mañana, jovial de mi vida, vinieron en alas de la juventud, amores y ensueños, como golondrinas bañadas de luz. Mas trajo el invierno su niebla sombría, la rubia mañana llorosa se fue. Amores y ensueños, como golondrinas bañadas de luz. Mas trajo el invierno su niebla sombría, la rubia mañana llorosa se fue.
Okay, next, one song requested by two listeners. The song is Amor Eterno, or Eternal Love, by the Mexican vocalist Rocío Dúrcal.
The first request for this song came from our colleague and really dear friend, Isabel Lara. She lost her dear friend, Juan Francisco Rajbe, to cancer at age 34.
And the second request came from my old friend, Margie Davila in Fresno, who wanted to remember a woman we both knew back when we were going to Fresno State in the late 1970s, Sylvia Valencia. Now, she was a single mom back then in a time when it wasn't easy to do. And she showed us all that determination and hard work could help us all achieve our dreams. And she did that with the smile and warmth that we can all still feel when we think of her. This is Amor Eterno by Rocío Dúrcal.
Tristeza y de mis ojos que lloran en silencio por tu amor. Me miro en el espejo y veo en mi rostro el tiempo que he sufrido por tu adiós. Obligo a que te olvide el pensamiento, pues siempre estoy pensando.
Felix, Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, is a celebration that is especially strong in Mexico and in Central America. I think for a lot of other cultures, even other cultures in Latin America, sometimes it's a little strange, this concept of celebrating death. Do you want to explain that a little bit more?
Well, it all goes back to the Nahuatl or the Aztec concept of duality. It's something I learned from a class that I took at Fresno State back in the 70s. And it's very simple. It's the concept of duality, as I understand it, is I am dead, I am alive, but in both cases, I am. And that is the basis for all of these celebrations. Whether you're setting up an altar in your home, which I've done over the years, or you go to a cemetery and they have an elaborate setup on the grave site of your loved ones, your family, your friends. It's a way to celebrate. And most of the songs have been, you know, contemplative, recognizing loss. But we do have to remind you that it's also a time to celebrate.
To celebrate also the person's life, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they passed, but they had an amazing life. And I think the next dedication you brought is really a great example of a life gone too soon and a very tragic death, but at the same time, wanting to remember this person by what an amazing human being they were.
Cecily Mesa Martinez wants to shout out to her good friend Aaron Chavez, a young man who was a victim of random gun violence. And in her remembrance, she says she likes to think of Aaron as a huge fan of funk and disco and all the fun that they had together. And she wants to hear the funk classic Cutie Pie by One Way.
So check it out. In order to keep the spirit of celebration going, Irene Luna Guzman wanted to hear the world's most famous guajira, or Cuban folk song. It's Guantanamera. For her dad, she says he loved a great party, and he passed, curiously, on November 2nd, just in time for a Día de los Muertos party, is what she says.
Okay, Jasmine, I checked, and iTunes has over 100 versions of this song.
And that's not counting the one I do in the shower.
101. But it's in order to keep this party going, it's going to be only one version. This is the one by Celia Cruz.
What else do you need?
Right? Before we continue with more music for our Sonic Altar, I want to remind you to listen to StoryCorps. The StoryCorps podcast is about the wit, wisdom, and poetry in the stories of everyday people. You can find StoryCorps podcast now at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app. And now, back to our own collection of stories and music.
Soy uno sincero, dijo Martí, ¿de dónde crece la palma? Y antes de morirme quiero cantar mis versos del alma.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Cultivo una rosa blanca en junio como en enero, para el amigo sincero que me da su mano franca.
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera,
Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
Okay, now we're going to slow it down again, Jasmine, but this time for another dedication for a parent.
And this one is from Sarah Peralta. She requested Tata Dios, which is an old Mexican folk song.
And she asked for a version by Linda Ronstadt. And Sarah says that, like so many second or third generation Mexican Americans throughout the Southwest, she and her siblings grew up speaking English. Okay, Spanish is something that she came to later. And so did Linda Ronstadt. Now, Sarah's mom loved this version, and she would use Ronstadt as an example that they could own and celebrate their own culture, even if they were not fully bilingual, something I can completely relate to. This is Tata Dios from Linda Ronstadt.
Vestido blanco, aquel con que nos casamos. El doctor, por más que le ande, está muy lejos nuestro rancho. Ya no gastes en remedios, ya mis fuerzas van mermando. Ponme mi vestido blanco, Tata Dios me está llamando. Se queda en silencio, solo Juan le dice a ella: vieras qué lindos jilotes se están dando en la ladera, pero ya no quiero nada, voy a regalar la siembra. Tata Dios así lo quiere. Tata Dios,
I want a mariachi at my funeral, okay?
Dude, you want a mariachi at everything. You want a mariachi when you go to the dentist. You want a mariachi for your birthday when you go to the podiatrist.
I want a mariachi following me everywhere. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be really annoying after a while. No, like, hey, where's Felix? Oh, he's coming. He's right down the street. I can hear the mariachi.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, at the end when it counts.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, thank you for that.
Hopefully, I won't have to do it.
Okay, thanks, Jazz. Okay, for our next song, for our Sonic Altar, we heard from two of our colleagues here at NPR, Cheryl Duvall and Karen Grigsby-Bates, who pointed out that we lost some media colleagues who work behind the scenes for things like making sure all newsrooms are diverse and telling stories that don't often get told. Both Cheryl and Karen pointed out that Dory Maynard and photographer Tony Gleaton were dedicated advocates and storytellers.
One of the great things about doing music journalism is that music is the ultimate form of storytelling. And one song I love that tells a beautiful story is Gracias a la Vida by la inigualable Mercedes Sosa.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado. Y en las multitudes del hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y días, grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida.
Okay, Jasmine, you have a contribution to the altar.
I do, and I wish I didn't. Earlier this year, a journalist, a colleague, was killed very brutally in Mexico. I'm talking about Rubén Espinosa, who was killed and tortured in Mexico City. He had escaped to Mexico City from Veracruz, and he was tortured and killed alongside four women, Yesenia Quiroz, Mile Virginia Martin, Alejandra Negrete, Olivia Viles, and someone who I had the pleasure of meeting once, Nadia Vera. It's hard. Journalists in Mexico are being slaughtered. You know, since 2010, 41 have been killed. 20 have been disappeared that we know of. And the state of Veracruz is like a black hole for journalists. 11 journalists have been killed in Veracruz since 2010. And I also want to give a mention to La Polla, who was an activist I worked with a lot in Mexico as a journalist, who he was executed, we think, by gang members alongside with his boyfriend. It's a very difficult time in Mexico, and I really, really wish I didn't have to mention that for this altar. I'd like to dedicate the artist Laza de Cela, Where Do You Go?
Where do you go when your tides get low? In the summer dress of your drunkenness, I go far. Yeah.
That's a beautiful dedication. Thank you.
You also have a personal dedication this year.
This year was a tough year. I lost two cousins way too early. And one I was born with and the other one I married into. My primo Michael Contreras was, he was like a role model to me when I was a little kid. And looking back as an adult, I can see that he and his brothers and his sisters, they taught me that family always comes first with love and support and lots of fun. We had a lot of fun when we were kids. He was also, as an adult, he was also, he coached a lot of kids in sports. And a lot of those folks over the years came to his memorial and spoke eloquently about the influence he had on their lives. And so that was very nice to see and hear. And I also lost a cousin, Marianne Zebedee, and she had this really wonderful smile and an open heart and an amazing capacity to love. Mostly, you know, I saw it because she just loved my kids, my boys, and then their mom, who was her cousin. And we lost her way too young, way too early. So I couldn't figure out what song to play, and I decided to go with this song, and we're going to close the show out with this song called Prayer for El Salvador. And it's a song by the jazz band, the Yellow Jackets. And it's I've used it before and to help me remember to see the silver lining and to celebrate life, really, to celebrate life after a loss. Again, this is Prayer for El Salvador by the band, the Yellow Jackets. And thanks for helping me get through that.
Crazy, like I think I have never laughed as hard as when I lost my grandmother.
Really?
You know? Yeah, we all, it was me and my cousins, and we would alternate between sobbing and then we would remember something so ridiculous and goofy she would do, like how she would order people around with her cane and accidentally hit them. She died in what was later ruled a homicide.
Right.
But there was something so important, not just about releasing that energy, but about remembering that that last hour of her life was just 1 hour within over 90 years of being an amazing person and making us laugh with her absolute ridiculousness and the fact that she slept in platform shoes in case she had to run out of the house. So, we don't celebrate Dia de los Muertos in Argentina, but I think it's actually a really important celebration.
Yeah, thank you for that. That helped. My cousins were very, Michael was very funny. He was a very funny guy.
Yeah?
Oh, God, yeah. And Marianne just had a beautiful laugh, and she was always full of joy. So, yeah, you're right. Thank you.
Yeah.
We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs we play today on our website at npr.org/altlatino.
And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Tell us who you are missing this year, but who you also just want to celebrate.
Thanks for joining us on our third annual Sonic Altar. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. Te quiero mucho, Felix.
Y a ti mucho.